CBS Newsbreak 5. Unit 1. Language Lessons. 4. Getting into Details. We end here tonight with a trip to Japan. Ben Tracy guarantees nothing will be lost in translation.
My name is Takuto Kawakami. I'm 10 years old.
Takuto Kawakami has a lot of questions.
Where are you from? Why did you want to come to Japan? What is famous in Australia?
But inside one of Japan's most famous gardens,
can I talk a little about this garden?
He also has all the answers.
This garden is called Korakuen, okay? Korakuen was made around 300 years ago.That is the Enyote, and right next to the Enyote is the Kakumeikan. The Kakumeikan is a guest house, like a hotel.
It's not just his handle on history that's unusual.
These two buildings were burned down in World War II.
In Japan, few people speak fluent English. Takuto mastered it.Passing a grueling English exam that 4 out of 5 Japanese adults fail.
And now I can speak English with you.
You speak English very well.
Really?
Really well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's the hardest part about learning English?
I struggled with some words I didn't know.
Like what?
Like chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum? Yeah, okay. That's a tough one. He didn't learn any of this in school.
There's a programming, Disney's World of English.
Minnie is listening.
He started using the Disney products when he was 6 months old. By 4, he could speak in full sentences.
Most icy mountains are volcanoes.
Takuto proudly wears the names of the people he's met, and by sharing his gift of language,
thank you for listening.
He's made their experience here a lot less foreign.
Have a nice day, and have a nice trip, and please, please come back again. Bye.
Ben Tracy, CBS News, Okayama, Japan.
See you.
That kid is awesome. 5. Summary. Takuto Kawakami is an unusual 10-year-old Japanese boy. He can speak fluent English and passed a grueling English exam that most Japanese adults fail. He started learning English from an English language learning program called Disney's World of English when he was 6 months old.Takuto said the hardest part about mastering English was struggling with new words like chrysanthemum. He uses his language ability and handle on history to guide foreign visitors who visit Korakuen and some other famous buildings that were burned down in the Korakuen Garden during World War II. His English skills guarantee nothing is lost in translation.The news reporter says Takuto helps make the experience of visiting a foreign country more familiar and enjoyable. The news anchor says Takuto's English language skills and knowledge of the history of Korakuen Garden are awesome. Conversation in action.
Hi, Jacob. What's up?
Hi. I'm struggling to get a handle on this app.
What's it for?
Language translation. It says you can master any language.
Sounds awesome, but that doesn't guarantee you'll be fluent.
I know, but I'll give it a try.
Good luck.